Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
You won't see anything from me tonight. Unfortunately, I would not be in uniform tonight.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Here's Curry from half court. Yes!
We got a 7-5 guy sitting 20 minutes. It's not quite easy for them.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Come on, what are we doing?
Scale of 1 to 10, your thoughts of the format?
A 0.
Today's guests, former NFL general manager Mike Mayock. Author of the Basketball 100, David Aldridge. Quarterback consultant, Jordan Palmer. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, everybody, back in the chair here, back with you here on the Rich Eisen Show, live on the Roku Sports Channel. We're thrilled to be here on the Infinity Sports Network, 120 terrestrial radio stations, coast to coast, Sirius XM, channel 375, back on our podcast channels. We're back after a three-day weekend. Hopefully you are rested and relaxed as well and ready to chat with us at 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Phone lines are already lit. Love seeing that. Mike Mayock's going to join us on this Tuesday program. He's going to join us every single Tuesday through the draft. Very excited about that. Had a nice chat with Mike Mayock over the last few days since he was on our program last week. And he will be getting us ready for the combine, getting us ready for the draft, getting you ready and to be knowledgeable on these subject matters. Carson Palmer's bro, Jordan, is coming in. The reason why I bring that up is because Jordan is going to walk us through the best new coaching hires in football, and he's going to include his brother in his conversation. Plus, Jordan is Nostradamus when it comes to telling you who's good and who's bad. Or, well, he doesn't say who's bad. Who's good and who's going to be on your radar screen and should be. He's the one who said, hey, look out for Sam Darnold as a Vikings quarterback, for instance. He's joining us in hour number three in studio. David Aldridge will have a conversation with us about the association and everything we saw about that. Over the weekend. Good to see you, Chris Brockman.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey, Rich. What's up, man?
Jay Felly sitting in the chair today.
Hey.
Good to see
what's
you.
What's up, Rich?
TJ Jefferson, candles lit, huh?
Candles lit.
Fantastic.
It smells great over here, by the way.
I appreciate the full dimensional conversation. Yeah. Appreciate it. Setting the stage. Hey, we're starting today's program with words I very rarely say into this microphone, but I'm going to say it because it's true. The NHL has figured it out. They have cracked the code. Saturday night, my phone starts buzzing like crazy. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, that's right. The NBA slam dunk, three-point stuff, and all that stuff's going down. And nope, my phone is going crazy because Team USA and Team Canada and the Four Nations face-off is beating the crap out of each other. And, you know, I mean, all we ask for as sports fans when players play is that they care as much as we do. That's what we're looking for at the very basic level. We care so much. And if your caring matches our sensibility of caring, you have us at hello.
It rarely does, though.
And these guys in the Four Nations face-off, again, for those who might be wondering if at all, somehow, some way, what I'm talking about. The NHL decided, instead of having an all-star festivities, similar to what we've seen in the past and what every other league is attempting to do with its all-star game in the 21st century, they said, let's just have a four-team tournament and go nationalistic and have four nations of players in the NHL spend the all-star break working, quite frankly, and let's split them up in nations. Finland, Sweden, Canada, the United States. And for, you know, a little nostalgia, USA versus Finland, this very upcoming weekend is the 45th anniversary of the gold medal game in Lake Placid, New York. Al Michaels will be in studio on Friday for a full hour to celebrate the 45th anniversary of one of the greatest sports moments ever for all of us here in the United States. And then let's have Team USA and Canada play each other. And who knew that the words face-off and the four nations face-off was them ripping each other's faces off. And Mike Hoskins, Rich Eisen Show coordinating producer, who is the most diehard hockey fan I think we all know, correct?
Well, there's right. Jason
Felly. No, all the respect to you, Felly, and also John Monaco, who's our director, who refused to even take a picture with the Stanley Cup here for fear that it would jinx his New York Rangers. And but Mike Hoskins is the one who, as we were getting ready to fly off to New Orleans, right? Or is it New Orleans? I can't keep track of, thankfully, of all of our excursions. But I think it was New Orleans. He's watching Buffalo Sabres hockey on his phone, right. I believe.
Yeah.
As we're all at the airport.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's watching Sabres hockey on his phone. Sabres Blue Jackets hockey. Yeah. Can't miss that. Got to keep up to speed and a palm your hand with that. You know? And he's texting us. There have been two fights in the first 3 seconds of Team USA versus Canada. And then update, three fights in the first 9 seconds. Now, listen, we're not bloodlusty here, right? We're not bloodthirsty.
Don't speak for yourself.
No, but you just want to see that it matters. That it matters, that it's personal, that it means a lot to you. Certainly if it's a friendly or an exhibition, why should we watch if you don't care? Or in certain cases, in certain leagues or association, you don't play. Why should we care? And then the hockey that ensued was must-see television. Your guy, Charlie McAvoy.
Dude, love that.
Charlie McAvoy is hospitalized right now in Massachusetts General. He lit up Connor McDavid. Has Connor McDavid been hit that hard in an NHL contest?
I've never seen him get hit that hard. That was amazing. That set the tone even more than the fights.
Dude, he's hospital. He might not play in the are we calling it a gold medal game? A championship game?
Thursday night? The Bruins tweeted out earlier.
He's out, right?
He's out. Yeah,
which is unfortunate because TD Garden is the spot on Thursday night when USA versus Canada is going to play in this finale. Kudos to you, National Hockey League. And by the way, everything I'm hearing about, if you don't mind me saying, in the industry, ESPN, ABC, they're loving it. The partners are loving it.
Yeah, I bet.
The NHL is loving it. And kudos to the players for caring. And also, it spans the entire All-Star break week. A tournament. Awesome. I will be watching Thursday night. I know what I'm doing Thursday night.
By the way, I like the way you slipped Guyton in there.
I tried. Susie hates it when I do the Boston accent because it's not good. I fully admit it. Susie hates it.
It was good.
Brockman rolls his eyes at me.
You're doing JFK.
I know. It's terrible. It's terrible. It's not good.
Look, I'm trying to give you props on this.
But I think this is a genius idea. And everyone else in professional North American sports should take note. Especially since we are talking today about the four nations face-off, where the nation's players are taking each other's faces off.
Nick Cage style.
And then the NBA All-Star game is, let's split up the teams. Let's figure out how these players can actually compete with each other. Let's just have mini tournaments on a Sunday, name the teams after TNT on-air personalities. And
have Draymond Green, when asked on a scale of 1 to 10 what he thinks of the new format, he says 0 and says it sucks.
Yikes.
That's what Draymond Green says. Yeah. This new format sucks. And this does not give me any pleasure at all. I love the NBA. The NBA, I grew up loving it. I still love it. The NBA has been very good to my family. Adam Silver has been nothing but awesome to Susie in her time working at NBA TV and TNT. And he is just a great human who runs an incredible league, an association. And kudos to them for getting $70 billion out of our industry for their new rights. And I look forward to the future. But this ain't it. This ain't it at all. LeBron, who has been a paragon of excellence this year at age 40, and answering the bell in a way that 22-year-olds don't answer during the regular season, he doesn't play on Sunday and says, you know, he needs to make sure he's as healthy for the second half of the season as possible, which is totally understandable.
He's 40.
I get it, right? But can we get a heads up? Like, does he not know that he's going to want to make sure that he's healthy for the second half of the season so somebody else can take the spot? Somebody else for whom an all-star appearance would be life-altering? And then, you know, I don't want to see LeBron in street clothes. Nobody does, obviously, nor does he want to be in street clothes. He doesn't want to sit around and watch this stuff in a format that, quote-unquote, sucks. Coming off of, and listen, Mac McClung is a revelation. He is unbelievable. I don't know how he defies gravity, okay? And he, for a third straight year, wins the NBA slam dunk competition.
How could you not be entertained by that dunk contest?
I am entertained by it.
I'm just like, everyone's crapping on this whole weekend, but there was some cool stuff. Like, this dunk contest was pretty good.
I don't want to see Mac McClung do it. I want to see NBA All-Stars do it. I don't want to see the Osceola Magic star do it. I want to see someone from the Orlando Magic do it.
I get that. Can I interrupt real quick? But
sure.
I think we're at the point now, Chris, where the dunk contest now, the in-game dunks that they used to do, those don't cut it. You need to be jumping over cars.
I'm not saying
you can't have Ja Morant do that. Like, that just, it's not smart.
Then don't include a car. Then don't do a car. Don't do a car. Let me see an NBA All-Star do some form of a dunk. Don't include a car. Don't include, because now, but what are we going to start doing? Put some. Two cars? Three cars? Like, what are we going to do? Now a massive truck? Whatever the official truck of the NBA is? Does Kia make an SUV? I mean, like, honest, whatever. But I don't want to see, you know, a guy who's, once he's done, might light up the South Bay Lakers next. I'm sorry. That's what I'm sitting here thinking about.
Don't apologize.
And I'm
don't
thinking
apologize.
To myself, too. Like, none of the NBA players, listen, I love seeing the NBA players react. Sure. They're like, oh my goodness. But that's me as a fan. I don't want to see Giannis as a fan react. I want to see Giannis dunk as a fan, with all due respect.
I know it's not my body. Guy, though.
But, well, guess what? Here's the crazy thing is I just was sitting there. I swear to you, I'm sitting there watching these highlights and I'm thinking to myself, is there nobody in the NBA who's like, why are we seeding some of the most hallowed exhibition ground to a G leaguer, to a guy who is incredible at the dunking and the gravity defying. But when it comes to the sport of basketball, he cannot make our league at the end of the day. And why, as an NBA All-Star, am I ceding this ground to him? Is there anybody with a sense of pride in that respect? And sure enough, it is Ja Morant who tweeted out, Mac might make me decide to dunk. And I'm like, Eureka! Eureka! Okay? I believe I can fly. The Michael Jordan brand logo is him dunking in the NBA slam dunk contest. One of the most iconic brand logos in the history of iconic brand logos is him dunking. Do you want to have something similar? NBA gravity-defying all-star. And Ja Morant says yes, and Giannis responds, basically, if you do it, I'll do it with you 100%. But guess what? He said his kids tweeted that out by hacking his phone. Roll it.
I tweet what I got hacked last night. That wasn't me. That was my kids tweeting. That wasn't me. They woke up in the middle of the night. They came next to the nightstand, took my phone out of my charger, went to their room, tweeted, and I found out this morning. You know?
That's so lame.
Well, you know what? It's just a bummer. It's
so
a bummer.
Lame.
It's a bummer because I literally thought, trust me, I could see your reaction right now. I could see your reaction right now. No. Your reaction right now is that I'm being, to use the SNL 50 phrase, Debbie Downer. You know what I mean? You got to turn your microphone on.
I couldn't hear on my ear. Okay. No, I'm not necessarily thinking that because I read a lot of people online who obviously didn't like any of this. And maybe I'm just looking for something positive. And I feel like I was entertained a little bit by that.
I was entertained too by Mac McClung, and it's great. But now I remember when I was, again, I know this may be antiquated. When I was a kid, when Kenny Skywalker won the slam dunk contest.
It was 89, right?
I was so damn prideful as a Knick fan. And then watching him play after that was exciting. And the rest of sort of casual fans were like, I got to see Kenny Skywalker sky. Can he do this in a game?
Yeah.
And the NBA is just like, and players are just like, sure, go ahead, Mac. I don't want to do this. I can't get hurt. I can't play. I can't play fully for the rest of the season. I got to make sure I'm rested on back-to-backs. I don't care enough is the general message. So why should I care? That's the point. And on the same weekend, when NHL stars are literally putting others in the hospital over an exhibition matchup, it is two polar opposites. I'm not saying I want to see an NBA player in a hospital.
Yeah, that's where my next question is.
I'm saying to you.
You want that Kevin McHale clothesline?
No, of course not. And you know that.
I know.
I needed to basically say, I want to see it matters.
Yeah.
Sure, I'm getting off the couch watching Mac McClung, but I don't want to see Giannis go, oh my goodness, that's unbelievable, from my front row seat where I'm in my street clothes. I don't want to see it anymore. Been there, done it. Let's get some NBA players out there and just maybe they just sit there and go, I don't need some G Leaguer coming in here on my All-Star weekend. I'm going to actually use this as an opportunity and start my own damn brand.
True.
Am I wrong?
Not with that.
Okay.
Not with that look. I see what you're saying.
I have nothing but love for the association. They have been great to my family. They've been great to me as a sports fan.
It's been a really tough year for them. They're taking a lot of L's.
Except for the $76 billion contracts that they've made with their new partners?
Fans don't care about that.
I understand that. I get it.
Not one bit.
I get it. But this is like one of the greatest Kaiser Soze tricks. Hey, pay us $76 billion, and we can't still guarantee that one of the greatest star on the planet is going to play in the All-Star game.
Or that people will watch.
I hope that's not the case. I want the association to thrive. Thrive.
You know, Chuck had a good response to Draymond when he said it sucked. He goes, well, your generation is kind of the one that ruined this.
Bingo.
He's right.
That's what you've been saying. Because Charles, when his generation.
That's when we lived.
This was not happening. And Kobe was on the back end of that, mm-hmm. waving Karl Malone off the blocks in Madison Square Garden saying, I want this. Let's get some of that in here.
For sure.
And part of that might start from wanting to be in the slam dunk contest. Then just don't include a car where you can turn an ankle.
Yeah, like you can't have that.
Don't do that. No, I understand that, but I don't need to see a car.
Well, they're the official
car. I'm sorry, yeah, my bad. Know. With all due respect to Keith.
Also, we saw that before. Blake Griffin already did it.
Okay. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Mike Mayock joining us next right here on the Rich Eisen Show. 1 week from today, I'm going to be heading off to the Combine.
Hey, now.
It's right around the corner. One thing after another. Franchise tags can be applied today. Will one be slapped on T. Higgins? That's coming up with Mike.
Are you looking for a voice that truly represents your values? AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, was created to champion the needs of Americans who believe in faith, family, and freedom. Members gain access to incredible member benefits and discounts, including the award-winning AMAC magazine. From exclusive discounts on travel, insurance, everyday services, to a strong voice in Washington, the Association of Mature American Citizens is here to make a difference in your life and in our nation. Anybody at any age can join. And you'll belong to a community that stands for timeless American values. In honor of President Trump's first 100 days in office, AMAC is offering an incredible deal. Incredible. Enroll in a 5-year AMAC membership for 47% off. Normally it's $60. Join today. It's $32. That's $7 a year. Visit amac.us/mark. That's amac.us/mark. Join today. Take advantage of this special offer. That's amac.us/mark. Join AMAC and become part of a movement that stands for you, your family, and your future.
I got a riddle for you. What do yoga mats, a toothbrush, and a Hyundai have in common? I'll give you a moment. Time's up. If you guess they're all fun, well-designed, and super useful, you guessed wrong. The answer is you can order all those things on Amazon. That's right. You can now buy a Hyundai on Amazon, the same place where you order yoga mats, a toothbrush, and pretty much everything else. All from the comfort of your home. And the best part, you won't even have to break down a car-sized Amazon box after, because you'll pick up your Hyundai at the dealer. I mean, picture this. You're in your PJs, snugged in on your couch. You pull up Amazon on your phone and start the process right there. Just locate a nearby dealer, pick your color, your options, check the price, and with a few dotting of some I's and crossing of some T's, voila! Your Hyundai is ready for pickup. It's that easy. Just remember to put some real clothes on before you head over, will you? Hyundai, now available on Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Limited availability only through participating Hyundai dealers in select markets. Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business. Back on the Rich Eisen Show, the radio will rejoin us shortly, and Mike Mayock will join as well. He is zoomed in. Excited to have him on this program. How did Draymond respond to Charles Barkley saying to him, your generation is what got us in this mess with the NBA All-Star game?
You know, Draymond did his at halftime outside, and Chuck made his response when they were already in. But so there was, they weren't like next to
not
each other.
I got it. Okay.
It was just a response.
Because I missed that. Exchange, awesome. You know. Hey, listen, the NFL, kudos to them as well, decided like this is not a game anymore with the Pro Bowl. And if they're not going to hit each other and it's not going to be a competition, then let's just put flags on them, you know.
And it's been very fun. The flag football and the Pro Bowl games have been fun,
especially since it dovetails into what the NFL's next project is, which is to get flag football, certainly women's flag football, up and running. What was that? That was a commercial during
Well, and it's, you know,
during the Super Bowl.
As we know, flag football is going to be at the Olympics in 3 years.
Right. So put flags on them. Have them do all the other, you know, nonsense at a different date, and then put flags on them. I don't know what the NBA's answer is. I just don't know what it is. Maybe they, you know, we'll discuss that later on before, we're about to get to Mike here.
Yeah, I got some questions for you guys about that.
No, I mean, but maybe we come up with four nations for the NBA, too.
Let's do that
later on. Not to get into geopolitics, but, I mean, the initial response when I'm getting texts like, hey, USA and Canada's just hating on each other, I'm like, is it the tariffs?
Well, trust me,
I don't know.
That probably doesn't help, you know.
I set the stage.
I don't think they want to be number 52.
The Trump brothers don't care about the tariffs, I don't believe, right?
They want to be the 52nd state.
That hit on Connor McDavid. You don't hit Connor McDavid like that.
I haven't seen it. I got to look it up.
Dude, look it up. Just McAvoy McDavid.
Again, just to reiterate, when I took Cooper to a Kings Oilers game a couple of years ago. He's like, who's Connor McDavid? I'm like, just look for the biggest guy out there. He stands out.
Moving very quickly.
Very quickly. Not like a man that size. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. My buddy from back in the day, now back on the Rich Eisen Show, my friend Mike Mayock. Good to see you, Mike. How are you, sir?
Rich, I'm doing great, man. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Are you a hockey guy? I know you're a BC guy, and that's a big beanpot situation. Are you a hockey guy too, Mike?
I couldn't sit here and have a conversation with you about the best players in the NHL, but my stepson just finished playing hockey up in Canada because I married a Canadian woman about 10 years ago. And because of that, I get to see more hockey than I ever saw. And I've seen so many funny memes about, you know, the what happened with USA and Canada the other day.
Right.
Did you see the one where the U.S. coach, they used AI to put different words in his mouth at his press conference?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, my God. It looked like he said what they, I mean, it was scary to me what they could make this guy sound like he was saying.
So, again, I know you do the pod with Lee, your daughter. Just hearing you talk about AI and memes, I don't know who you are anymore. Who are you, Mike? You're into memes and AI? You're like, you're plugged in. Look at you, Mike.
I'm the
Mike,
kinder,
man.
Friendlier Mike right now.
All right, fantastic. So let's just jump into a couple of things right here, Mike, as we're going to be heading to the combine in about a week's time. And you've been looking at the incoming class here. Give me the deepest player group that we're going to see coming up in a week, Mike. What do you think here?
I think there are two or three groups that really intrigue me, Rich. The first is the defensive tackle group. I did a study the last 5 years at every position, and at the defensive tackle position, an average of about 9 defensive tackles go in the first 3 rounds. This year, I've got 20-plus guys that I could give first 3-round grades on, which is at least twice as many as a year ago, Rich. So there's quality at the top, led by 2 University of Michigan guys.
Yep.
There's depth that's mind-boggling. And what tells me as a former GM is that if I need one of those guys, I can probably find a quality starter in the 4th or 5th round at defensive tackle. So that's the group that jumped out at me. Secondly, were the tight ends. Again, quality at the top, along another Michigan guy, Loveland. I think he's a first-round pick. I think Tyler Warren from Penn State is fascinating. He's a first-round pick. Mason Taylor, son of Jason Taylor. I think I like him more than most people, but he kind of flashed at the Senior Bowl, and I think at worst he's going in the second. There are quality tight ends throughout all 3 days. And then, like usual, Rich, and which maybe prompts a bigger conversation, there are more running backs available in the draft every year than there are spots for them in the NFL. So the supply-demand curve for running backs is one of the reasons they've been undervalued for years now. But when I look at this running back class, Ashton Jeanty's a top 10 pick all day long for me. I think he's a top 5 talent in this draft.
Mm.
I love the kid. His contact balance is off the charts. Kid from North Carolina, Omarion Hampton. He's like 6 feet, 220. He's a big back with the fluidity of a smaller back. He can play on all 3 downs. He'll pass protect. He can catch the football. And again, to me, that's a first down back. And there's 2 kids from Ohio State, Quinshon Jenkins and Travion Henderson, both of whom I think go in the top 40. So you can go all through day 3 with good running backs that will fill rosters in the NFL. But the quality at the top is what really hits me. And really my big picture thing on the running backs, because of Saquon, Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs, I mean, all Joe Mixon, traded for a 7th round pick. Every one of those guys balled out last year. And I think the whole conversation of running backs and their value needs to be reevaluated by GMs throughout the league.
All right, so that's a lot right there. Let me pull on a few strands. Interesting you mentioned the two Ohio State running backs. They're terrific, and it kind of brings it full circle of what you just said, because thankfully, Chip Kelly decided to keep running those guys directly into those two tackles from Michigan that you say are at the top of the draft. And you know I'll always take my shot at the Buckeyes if Michigan wins in a gratuitous manner. But that kid Tyler Warren, let's land on him for a little. Anytime Penn State needed a big play, they kept looking for him. And so how do you think he's going to be based on the Brock Bowers moments that we saw this past year, and how maybe somebody's going to look at Tyler Warren or maybe even Loveland through the prism of Brock Bowers? Mike, what do you think there?
Yeah, it's they're different kind of players. And a year ago, I thought Tyler Warren was coming out, and they had another tight end at Penn State named Theo Johnson, who went in the fourth round.
To the Giants.
And a lot of people had Theo Johnson over Warren. Mm. But this year, they started using Warren in a variety of ways. And I think the versatility he showed is tied in with the value for this year's draft. I mean, he lined up at Wildcat quarterback. He lined up at running back. He lined up in line. He lined up out wide. If you watch USC, I forget how many catches he had, but it was something like 15, 16 catches. I've never seen a tight end have that kind of game at the collegiate level before. So he's bigger. He'll remind you body type more of a Gronk, whereas a Loveland, that guy's a little bit smaller, more of like a Travis Kelce type.
Okay.
So it's a little different conversation. I think Loveland moved better than Warren moves, but Warren's a bigger body and blocks better. So it really is going to be what you ask. What flavor do you want? What are you going to ask the guy to do? And I think that I've actually got Loveland slightly ahead of Warren, only because in the NFL, I don't think Warren's going to be able to do the diversity of things he did at Penn State.
Mike Mayock here on the Rich Eisen Show. And let's get into the running back conversation. I think it is fascinating what you said, because it's a deep pool for this year's draft. But, I mean, my goodness, Saquon Barkley showed you what the value of a running back can be. And if you pay the guy, you can not only just take him from another team in your division, you can win a Super Bowl with him as a 2,000-yard rusher. Derrick Henry, you mentioned Josh Jacobs as well, who, if I'm not mistaken, you drafted in your first draft with the Raiders. Why is there such a sensibility amongst the general manager group about not paying running backs, or at least looking at this as the spot where you're going to save on the cap instead of spending for the value that you know you're going to get with somebody who's at the top end? Mike, walk me through this mindset, if you don't mind here.
It's supply and demand and financials, Rich. And it's the opposite of the quarterback conversation. We don't have 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL. So we push them up in the draft and we pay them money. The running back position, a little bit like a guard, a little bit like a safety, a little bit like an off the ball linebacker. When you think there are enough of those guys coming out of college football to staff starting rosters throughout the NFL, they don't get paid as much. Supply and demand. I think the general manager world in general kind of got caught up with, well, we can go get an Isaiah Pacheco in the seventh round and win a Super Bowl. And you can. I don't deny that in the third day of every draft, there are quality running backs. And you wouldn't say that about quarterbacks. You wouldn't say that about a lot of positions. But at running back, the colleges supply us with those quality players. My argument, Rich, is when you've got a difference maker, why the hell wouldn't you draft them, trade for them, sign them as a free agent at any position? And you saw what happened last year with the running backs. Quality running backs traded places in free agency. They all had big years. They all led their teams to playoffs. They all made it easier for their offensive lines and their quarterbacks to win football games. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's kind of the hidden thing beyond it all. And if you look at, pick a name, Najee Harris in Pittsburgh, right? They didn't even exercise the fifth-year option on him a year ago, where if they had, they could pay him $6 million this year. Instead, they rolled the dice. Najee went out and had his fourth consecutive 1,000-yard season. And if they franchise him, it'll be $13 million. So I kind of look at this thing and as we're out of whack a little bit, and I think you're going to see that start to settle down a little bit as general managers and head coaches say, you know what? Quality at any position is critical, and we got to have that guy.
Mike Mayock here on the Rich Eisen Show. Speaking of quarterbacks and this quarterback class, I want to ask you about what Cam Ward had to say on Monday night after winning the Davey O'Brien Trophy. And he was asked about not playing in the second half of Miami's bowl game. And his response, I want to read it out loud for my radio audience, and then I'll have you comment, Mike. Okay, you're either going to draft me or you're not. If you don't draft me, that's your fault. You've got to remember you're the same team that's got to play me for the rest of my career, and I'll remember that. I just think we all got what we needed out of it, meaning playing in the first half of his bowl game. They've seen things that they think they need to work on for this season coming up, and they also knew what I had on the line. We feel like we're doing what's best for the program and myself. It was a hard decision, especially when some guys on our team didn't play who I thought should have played. Hold on a minute. And he finishes up. Those guys thought about their future the same way I thought about mine. If I could do it again, I'd do it the same way. I wish we could have ended up winning the game. If we'd won the game, they wouldn't have said anything. And so that's usually how it goes. Take it on the chin and just keep pushing. How is this going to land in the evaluator class, Mike? What do you think?
There's a lot to unpack there.
Yes, sir.
As you read it to me. First and foremost, as far as not playing in the second half, to me, you make that decision on the way in and either play the whole game, you're a teammate, you're a good teammate, you're in there to win a football game, or you let them know up front, I'm not playing. It can't be both. I don't like that and I don't understand it. And the second piece of that that I didn't like and I think people will take notice of is throwing teammates under the bus. And that's something an NFL quarterback has to learn very quickly in his career, that you're going to get paid more than everybody else. Therefore, you're going to have more responsibility than anybody else. And since you're being quoted more than anybody else, you got to be really cognizant of what you're saying. And throwing coaches and teammates under the bus generally doesn't work whatsoever. So they're the two things for me. And the last one is, I've done a lot of study on this kid, and I respect the fact. Do you know where he started his college career?
Go for it.
Incarnate Word. You ever hear of it?
Did they play at 2 a.m. on Saturday night on ESPN Plus? Plus, I don't know, Mike. You know, I hear you.
I don't think they ever played on TV, but yes. He spent 2 years there, 2 years at Washington State, and a fifth year at Miami where he exploded. So I give the kid a ton of credit from coming from nowhere and forcing himself to the front of the line. But when you sit there, say you're gonna take names and numbers and all that kind of stuff, you better check your resume. If Deion Sanders says that, I'm all in. If I love when Amon-Ra St. Brown sits there, who is a fourth-round pick and coming off two or three consecutive 100 reception years, goes, I know every friggin' wideout that got taken ahead of me, and he reels them off. I love that. But you got to be a little more careful when you're Cam Ward from Incarnate Word, etc.
Okay, so let me ask. So what's he going to hear when he walks into the interview rooms next week in Indianapolis? A lot of what you just said, Mike, or do you think there's some other general managers who might take a different point of view and just say, kind of dig it, kind of like it, you're one of ours? What do you think, Mike?
Well, I'm hoping they're not going to ask him if he'd be a dog or a cat. I never really understood that one. They're going to dig into him a little bit, Rich. And if you know, the higher you go in the draft, the more you got to pick at the scabs. And so do you like a little bit of confidence and bravado at that position? Hell yeah, absolutely. And that's why I'm not discounting it, because Amon-Ra St. Brown, who I mentioned, has a chip on his shoulder and it drives him. And I like that. Okay. I like players that have a chip and it drives them. But that whole statement you just read opens up some conversations, and he's going to have to deal with it. And I think it's a great lesson also for him as he goes forward, because he's going to get quoted an awful lot going forward in his life.
Yeah, didn't Cam Newton said he wanted to be an icon, right, before he came into the combine. And you and I were talking about on NFL Network, kind of like, what gives? But he did kind of become iconic, Mike, you know? So sometimes a kid calling his shot like that is not a red flag, but maybe an indication that he's got it, you know?
There's a different confidence and bravado can be two different things. And really, you only can find out what they are through the prism of hindsight. And if you look at Cam Newton recently, he just threw some other guys under the bus.
When he said he would want to win an MVP over a Super Bowl, is what you're saying, Mike?
No. When he ripped his teammates in Carolina for when he first got there, and then Steve Smith went after him.
He basically said they were losers before he
got there. That's right.
He called it a locker room full of losers. And you can imagine our buddy Steve Smith.
That's right. Oh, man. Before I let you go, Mike, word is that the Bengals, as franchise tagging opens today, they already had an issue with Ja'Marr Chase last year and kicked that can to right now after franchise tagging T. Higgins last year. And there's Trey Hendrickson sitting out there as well after winning the sack race last year in the NFL. Idea is that the Bengals want to do all three of them. You know, Joe Burrow said, based on what he saw from the Eagles, hey, they seem to be paying everybody and they just want it all. How realistic is that for the Bengals, in your estimation, to go sign Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, Trey Hendrickson long-term, or at least get them all to agree to whatever they have in mind, Mike?
I think it's very difficult to actually do. And let's walk through it quickly, and you can tell me what direction you want to go. But
sure,
there is a Joe Burrow factor. You know, he signed in 23, five-year extension. He's very willing to work with Cincinnati, just like Patrick Mahomes always has been. And they continue to kick down that contract down the road in Kansas City. Now, the cap for this year in the NFL is about $272 million. Burrow's average is $46 million on his new contract, which is about 17% of the cap, which, interestingly, is about where you want a quote, franchise quarterback to be, mm-hmm, plus or minus 17% of your cap. Okay? So Burrow's right there. If they franchise tag T. Higgins again, that'll be $26 million. Okay, so Burrow's at 46, T would be at 26. The Ja'Marr Chase thing is a hard conversation because he's coming off a triple crown. They probably should have taken care of him a year ago.
Yeah.
He's the best wideout in football. Justin Jefferson's got about a $35 million average. So, you know, you got to figure he's worth 38 to 40, and he's going to want it. And by the way, he's earned it, okay? So would they dare kick that can down the road and pay him $22 million this year and say, hey, we can go tag you next year? I don't think they should, and especially because they have one of the best quarterbacks in pro football, and you want him to be all in. So it starts to look to me a little bit, Rich, like the Peyton Manning – Indianapolis Colts back in the day with Bill Polian as the GM. And what they did was they put all their money on offense. And it was Peyton. It was Edgerrin James at tailback. It was whoever the prime wideout was, Marvin or
Reggie
Wayne, right? Mm-hmm. They pushed all the money on offense. And then defense was incumbent to draft well and sign cheap free agents and hang in there. We're going to win with offense. Which brings me to Trey Hendrickson, right? He's going to be 31 in December. The top edge rusher, I think, is Nick Bosa at like $34 million maybe. So I don't even know if he's making half of $34 million right now. But if you were, say, go out and you want to pay him $30 million, which I don't think they would or could, if you add up Burrow, Chase, Hendrickson, and Higgins based on the numbers I just gave you, it's about $140 million. Mm. Or approximately 52% of your salary cap on four players. So you got to pay 49 players with 48% of your cap. I think their priority, because of Burrow, are going to be the two wideouts. And then try and get Hendrickson done too. But heading into, you know, age 31, at this point, I think they could get it done, but it's all about structure. You can't cheat the salary cap. You can delay it. And all those numbers I just gave you were averages, not necessarily for this year or next year, just averages. So there are ways with signing bonuses to mitigate some of that. So it's like a jigsaw puzzle, and that's probably way more than you wanted to hear. That's me putting the GM cap on and trying to explain it. Those are the challenges, Rich.
It's perfect. That was awesome. My only problem is that unlike the NFL cap, I can't kick my heart out down the road here on our radio. So I think we've hit that part of our cap. Mike, you're the best. I can't thank you enough for wanting to do this every Tuesday through the draft. Can't wait to do this every single week with you.
Thanks, brother.
You're the man. That's Mike Mayock. Everybody check him and Lee Mayock out on the Believe Podcast Network. And, of course, here on the Rich Eisen Show every single Tuesday. God, I love talking to Mike. Makes me smarter. Makes me want to talk more ball with him. And thankfully, we shall. Let's talk TurboTax, people. You might be sitting there going, wait a minute, Rich. I don't get it. It's not April. Why am I thinking about my taxes now? Why should I? Because with TurboTax, you can have an expert file for you as soon as today. You get a TurboTax expert's undivided attention when you use TurboTax. And they work on your return in real time. Once upon a time, taxes is all about waiting and wondering and worrying. That's three things any fellow football fan can relate to, right? But nowadays, it's all about a TurboTax expert giving your taxes their undivided attention, just like your fantasy league waiver wire. Experts file with 100% accuracy so you can get your best return guaranteed. Know how it's all working for you right now rather than finding out at the last second and wondering if the person who's doing it for you knows what they're doing. With TurboTax, they've got an expert who knows what they're doing all the time. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com.
No one knows music like Rolling Stone. Senior writer Brian Hyatt talks the biggest music news from the biggest stars.
Almost everyone is teaming up on Drake. It's like Drake versus the world.
Yeah.
You first met Prince, you were driving for him before you were drumming for him.
That's correct.
Stevie Wonder!
You kind of have to understand how Stevie began.
White Radio. That's where the money was. That's where it still is. You know what I'm saying?
Rolling Stone Music Now. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
So we could have had a movie about somebody who's what, half nothing, 100 pounds nothing. Could have called it David, huh? And then we could have had Bo up there, and everybody could have put their Michigan jerseys on the desk. Did that really happen, David?
Well, of course not. Didn't you know that? But you know something? The other night, you know, you got me going, because the other night I just Googled it. How much of this blank is true? And I started putting in a list of sports movies.
Okay.
You know, We Are Marshall, The Blind Side, Remember the Titans, blah, blah, blah. We come off like a Ken Burns documentary compared to most of those movies.
Oh!
Line of the day! Throw it down!
All right.
I'm not joking, you know?
Do you want to explain to me how what you told me on Monday, that Rudy has heard what I've had to say about this subject matter?
This is the best part.
This is so good. I haven't told my guys about this, but please, I give you the floor. Is this true that Rudy, that this, what I have said into this microphone has filtered in the direction of Mr. Rudiger?
We're directly to Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yes.
And it was very interesting. I have not talked to Rudy. Angelo has.
Okay.
And apparently Rudy was pretty incensed enough to go to his neighbor, Mike Tyson, and ask him if he would train him to get you in the ring to put you where you belong.
hold on a second. Back the truck up. Hold on. So the real Rudy lives in Las Vegas next to Mike Tyson?
Who he has apparently asked for
training tips? Advice
so he could come
Rudy could, I heard this through Angelo. Angelo spoke to him. But it could have been, I know that Floyd Mayweather, it might have been Mayweather. No! Mayweather lived in his neighborhood.
Oh my gosh.
That's fantastic.
And by the way, what was not in the movie is that when Rudy was at Holy Cross, and he was, trying to come off as a Notre Dame student, getting in the cheering section, painting the helmets, all that. He also joined what they called, and I don't know if they do it today, but it was a campus-wide boxing tournament, and it was called the Bengal Bouts. And dudes, he won it. As a Holy Cross student masquerading as a Notre Dame student. And he won. And we had it originally in the script, but we had to cut it out.
Well, yeah. Now hearing about his ability to fight. Yeah, and
you better
his
start playing nice with Rudy.
Boy, what a great film this is, David. I mean, now that you tell me the backstory, I mean, wow. It's quite a moving piece of cinema that you put together. And I haven't backed down on it.
You haven't stood up.
Wasn't there a chance that we could have ran into Rudy at Fanatics Fest last August?
There was a chance.
He was there the same time as us.
That is correct.
Bro.
Which is why I was trying to have Triple H hang with us as much as possible.
Jake Paul.
Jake Paul was there too?
Just keep those guys around.
Well, he doesn't hit anybody though.
Well, he tells them to take a dive.
Okay. That was so funny. It's like it was Tyson or, no, it was Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, wait, which was it?
Which one would have been better for me? Which one's better?
You got height and weight and reach on Floyd.
Pound for pound, I'm better.
Well, you're bigger.
I don't think either one would have been.
Yeah, no, it would have been good either way. Yeah. But, you
they ain't going to be there.
That's tough.
I ain't going to be there. Fun. Back on the Rich Eisen Show. Hey, the play of the week presented by Sleep Number is not a play. It's USA versus Canada just throwing down and dropping gloves. Sean McDonough, Ray Ferraro with the call.
And this four nations face-off matchup is underway, and the gloves are off. Matthew Tkachuk and Brandon Hagel
did not see this coming. This was set.
And here they come, Ray, you're right.
Right before the first Tkachuk fight, this was set up. Here you go. Bennett in the lineup for the first time. Brady gets the better of this one.
Now we're 9 seconds in. We had a fight 2 seconds in, another one 1 second later. Now in the center of the action, it's Colt Parayko and JT Miller.
Three tilts in 9 seconds.
Oh my God. I'm sure Sleep Number is so happy, but guess what? Sleep better together. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Limited time exclusively at a Sleep Number store. Hey, it's on and cracking. Jay Felly, did you Instagram out a Kendrick Lamar and a Team USA?
I did. I was getting a lot of boos from the Canadians over the weekend.
And then somebody said, Dylan from Vancouver snuck in your DMs saying, Dylan from Vancouver will be calling in to talk about this. Don't you worry, Baker, Jay Feel. And guess who called in starting 15 minutes before the show? Dylan in Vancouver.
Let's go.
What's up, Dylan?
Rich Eisen, I'm smiling ear to ear today. It's my birthday, and you started the show talking about hockey.
Hey, you and Corey DeGene having birthdays, man.
Me, Cooper, Saquon. Yeah, I'm just missing my ring.
That's right. What's your problem, Dylan? What do you got with Jay Felly?
Jay Felly. This Canada game is appointment viewing. It is going to be more entertaining than the Super Bowl. I promise you this. We're in a place right now where the NFL is still figuring out what a catch is. The MLB is dealing with their luxury cap issue. The NBA stars are sitting and they're relying on G League players to carry the All-Star game. On Saturday, there was 30 minutes of fights, Rich, in 9 seconds. This is the most passion in sports right now. My birthday wish is that all Rich Eisen viewers and listeners are tuning in on Thursday. I need Al in Dallas. I need Turzo in Iowa. I need all of them. I need Connor in New York.
Call him out, Dylan.
I have Josh in Toronto with me. I need you guys.
Let's go, everybody. What a way for us to wrap up hour number one here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Wow.
And Dylan, you still there, Dylan?
I am very much still here, Rich Eisen.
All right. Now, we have 2 minutes of real estate here on the Roku Sports Channel. What's your problem with Jay Felly being all nationalistic? He's fired up about
two. I love it. I need more Rich Eisen Show correspondents talking hockey. I was very happy. I mean, I don't want to be on the receiving side of a Kendrick meme anytime. And I will be happy to reciprocate those memes on Thursday night.
Okay, good enough. Thanks for the call, Dylan. Maybe we were assuming Dylan had bad intentions because you were in Vancouver on Friday night?
Saturday night? Uh-huh. Yeah, just like Mike Mayock, I married a Canadian woman. So I've been spending a lot of time there. And
okay.
It was at a casino. I was rooting for USA and getting a lot of booze in return.
In Vancouver?
In Vancouver.
So what was happening? You're watching.
I'm watching the game. I'm
four nations face off.
Yeah. I'm just rooting along. Wearing an LA hat.
Okay.
Oh, wearing an LA hat.
So you're wearing your LA Dodger hat in Vancouver, rooting for Team USA as they're literally throwing down with Team Canada.
Yep.
What did you, and the nice Canadians were having problems with you?
There was some boos, a couple fingers and
fingers.
It was great. That must be what it feels like for a Patriot Super Bowl.
Yeah. It was great.
Wow.
I forgot what that was like.
So you were the enemy within.
I was. It was great.
Were you close to almost fighting anyone?
No.
Okay.
They're still very nice people over there.
They are.
Okay, great.
Even though the alcohol content is a little bit higher over there.
It's like moonshine.
Dude. Yeah, man. I mean, Dylan in Vancouver. Listen, okay. I understand what he said about the association, and I understand what he said about baseball. I mean, don't come for the NFL is all I'm saying. Okay.
Well, he said that it was,
we don't know what
the Super
is.
Bowl this year was a little boring as well.
I understand
said.
That. I get it.
You might have a little.
I mean, it was great if you were rooting for the Eagles.
Oh, is that right?
I wasn't.
He was not.
So for me,
he was not.
It wasn't great.
I had a great time watching the Super Bowl.
Hey, listen, Kevin Hart was entertaining, as always.
He always is.
At the NBA All-Star Game.
Yeah, he really was, man. There was a shot of Shaq and Kevin Hart standing there, and it's just the difference in size between two human beings is just so insane.
Did you see the photograph he IG'd out on his Instagram of him standing at half court with all of the NBA All-Stars around him, Kat and everyone else, mm-hmm. and he's in the frame and everyone else is cut off at the chest? And he said, off with their heads. That was his, post. Hey, man. The NBA, I'm rooting for it. But the NHL had the better weekend.
As they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
Wealth building expert Candy Valentino paves the path to success.
I'm sorry, you're a human with a heart and lungs. There's no price tag that you can put on a service that you offer. And everyone that I know, every entrepreneur, they all have one common goal. You want to strive to be like the Ritz-Carlton of your industry. Do the work, take the time to really understand and master these things. It's really essential to your path for success.
The Candy Valentino Show. Time to invest in your future. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.